Joining us on the Northern Frontier this week is the leader of the Mozzie squad, Dane Zorko from the Brisbane Lions. Dane, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, close loss on the weekend against the Gold Coast, but, you know, offensively at least, one of the better games the club has played for a while. Was there a few positives to take out of that one?
Yeah, there's heaps of positives to take out, actually. I think that was the first time in probably 6 to 8 weeks that we've kicked a score over 50 points, to be honest. So we can probably definitely that our offensive game is up and running at the moment. Just defensively, we can't allow 100-plus points otherwise. Not many teams are going to win in those situations.
Yeah, that was one of the big points that came out of the post-match press conference. Dane Lepper was, I guess he was quite disappointed with that back six. I think Gold Coast only had 40-odd inside 50 entries. Was that sort of what flushed out in the review as well?
Yeah, obviously our tools and our back line have probably been our strengths over the whole year. With Harris Andrews, Jace Clark, Daniel Merritt obviously coming back into some really good form. So that was probably, the little disappointing, just one-on-one contests and just little things like that that probably cost us probably in the end. They were obviously big bodies with Dixon and Lynch and Day. So that's something that our guys will take away and definitely improve on next time we play them and probably start with this week against Carlton.
Just on your own form, Dane, you seem to have worked your way into this season a little bit. I'd say your past month or two has been considerably better than your early part to the season. How have you found your own form this year and how have you felt about how you've gone?
Yeah, a little bit of a rollercoaster, I guess, a lot like the team. Pretty inconsistent early, I felt. But then sat down with the coaching staff and just focused on one or two things that I really wanted to improve on my game. And I felt like that's really helped me progress through the season and obviously find a little bit more consistency in my game.
Dane, when the team's going well, people tend to think of guys like yourself, Squizzy Taylor, and of course Joshy Green, who's injured. The Mozzie squad, the guys sort of showing a bit of energy, particularly yourself. You're a very energetic type of bloke. We haven't seen a lot of that this year. Is that the way you felt, or has that been a conscious decision to tone it down, or how do you see that?
Yeah, I guess teams have obviously worked us out a little bit as well, and obviously hasn't helped with the amount of injuries we've had. Obviously, you probably feel a little bit more pressure and that kind of stuff, but that's something I did talk to the coaching staff about, is really bringing that energy and the excitement back into our game, back into our footy, because we want to enjoy it as much as possible as well as winning. So that's something that I spoke to the coaching staff about, and I actually thought over the last couple of months I've been doing that, mate. So, you've just told me that now.
Dane, it's your fourth season at the club now, and it's fair to say the Lions haven't improved a great deal in that time. It's been a rough four seasons. How committed, I guess, do you feel to seeing this complete rebuild through, seeing this club through to, I guess, the final success, whether that's 1 year away, 2 years away, however many years away? How committed do you feel to being a part of that?
Oh, extremely, obviously. A lot of blokes have come and gone throughout the club in the 4 years that I've been there, but the group we've got here at the moment and the young kids coming through, Louis Taylor, Darcy Gardner, James Ashe, and then the kids from this year as well, Harris Andrews, Liam Dawson, Billy Evans, they've been on the weekend. There's a lot of really good signs coming through as a club, and if we can keep adding to it, like with Dane and Christensen and Mitch Robinson, adding a little bit of experience here and there around the guys, around the group, then, I'm committed as ever because it looks like it's a pretty bright future at the line.
Dane, that rebuild term gets used a lot, and it has probably a lot in your time. The fans have sort of been asked to be patient in many ways. How patient are you guys as players?
Oh, obviously, it's an extremely difficult time for everyone, really, and I think it's important that we do stay patient, because once there's cracks and everything like that, well, then it can potentially go even worse for us. So the boys understand what we require and what we actually have to do to go out there and make it happen and make sure we win and produce good results. So obviously the process is going to take a little while, but hopefully each game we can slowly take a step in the right direction.
You mentioned obviously a few of the people who've come into the club in Dane Beams, Alan Christensen, Mitch Robinson. It sounds like there'll be a few more coming in this year, both maybe some mature players and some high-quality draftees. How far off do you feel like that success is? Obviously, there are a lot of people tipping the Lions to maybe even make the finals this season, and it's hard to put a year on that, but do you feel like you're at the early stages of building this list, or do you think that success maybe isn't as far away as some pundits are starting to think it might be?
Yeah, well, I don't think it is, to be honest, because you look at the clubs that have turned around pretty quickly in Port Adelaide and the Western Bulldogs. You can just see how quickly they can turn around with the list they had Port Adelaide like 2 years in a row. Really, really well done. The Bulldogs this year, I'm not sure many people really expected them to turn around as quickly as they have, but that gives us a lot of hope and a lot of faith that if you can start playing together well as a team, then anything's possible. And that's one thing I've definitely watched and learnt watching both Port Adelaide 2 years ago and also the Bulldogs this year is they play a really well based team game. They do everything for each other, and I think that's something we can learn from and definitely pick up, and I think that'll help us really progress forward.
Are you a bit envious watching them, Dane? I think if I look back to the last off-season, I include myself in this, looking at Western Bulldogs and thinking they were a mile off it and they were going to take years and years to rebuild, and here they are in the top four. Do you have a touch of envy seeing a club turn around that quickly?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. You obviously wish it was us doing that, but these things take time. Fortunately enough for them, they turned around pretty quickly, so hopefully we can do the same thing in the next few years and get ourselves back up the ladder.
So obviously it's been a disappointing season, but the key ingredients of the list would seem to be there for the club. What do you think needs to happen over the off-season and the pre-season to get the club firing and ready to go so that this stage next year, you're not booking your holidays for September?
Yeah, that's right. I think the key one that everyone seems to be keep stressing over is that key forward. I think we've got a lot of really great young key forwards coming through with Close, Freeman, McStay, very versatile, can play both ends of the ground. So those guys are building nicely. So someone that can probably fill in down there and teach them and mature them up nicely. So those depths go on and we can have depth in that department for years to come. So obviously that's the key one I think everyone is suggesting about. But I honestly feel like we've got a really strong back line, really good up-and-coming back line. Our midfield is probably our strength. This year anyway, with the inclusions of Dane and Alan and Mitch. So I think the key one there is probably a key forward, but just someone that can really step in and provide help and be that mature target for our kids as they're coming forward.
And this news is a little bit old now, Dane, but Dane Beams, of course, finished his season a week ago and went in and had shoulder surgery early this week. From the outside, he's a fairly quietly spoken bloke. We've seen what he can do on the field. What has he brought to the club? Off the field and around the playing group?
Yeah, Dane, yeah, he is. He's very quiet. He's a very quiet person. But inside in the four walls, what he provides is huge leadership, maturity, and just obviously playing in premierships, he knows what it takes. So the information that he gives the younger players behind the doors and also the way he trains and goes about his job, he's very professional and in the way he goes about it. And, yeah, probably is the one that doesn't really like to be in the media limelight or anything like that, likes to keep it nice and quiet, but inside the four walls, he provides a lot for our club. Being such a young club as well is very important for us.
And just on that hunt, I guess, for a key forward, we've heard Travis Boak from Port Adelaide come out and speak about Charlie Dixon, who obviously has been linked with them as well as Brisbane. You saw firsthand what Charlie Dixon can do on the weekend. Would you love to see him at the Lions next year?
Oh, yeah, obviously someone like Charlie, he's obviously that big key forward who we're probably screaming out for, but whatever decision he chooses is the best for him, then that's totally up to him to decide.
And just before we let you go, Dane, this weekend you're up against Carlton in a game that many have said is the showdown for pick one. Just give us an insight, I guess, into the players' mentality in something like this. I imagine you guys are completely not even focused at all on the fact that it could have an impact on the draft. How much do you want to win this weekend?
You know, you want to win every weekend, and this week's no exception at all. We don't really pay too much attention to what's happening on the outside and what the outside noise is. We pretty much just focus on what is told of us to do each game and how we approach each game. So this is no different. Be awesome for us, for the guys to win, just to really kick off this last month of footy for us. Obviously, we know when we finish. So it's important that we take something out of the last 4 weeks, and it'd be great this weekend to start with a win.
Well, hopefully that does happen, and we'll chat to you soon on the Northern Frontier. Thanks, Dane.
Too easy, guys. Thank you.